In first grade, I was diagnosed with dyslexia. I was a slow reader. Even today, when I write, I will flip letters on the keyboard and with a pen. But beloved Mrs. Goffman was there for me. She came to my classroom several days a week, pulled me and a few others out of class, where she had us read exercises to one another, and I did this for all 6 years of elementary school. My grades were not terrible, but they were not much to brag about either. What I remember most is how exhausting and how frustrating it was to read and to write. It felt like a disability. In our gospel today, several friends bring a man with two disabilities. He is deaf and he has an impediment of his speech. Although his speech is no doubt related to his deafness, for how can somebody produce sounds they have never heard? The fact that Mark calls it an impediment means that he at least tried with some success to speak. What warms my heart is the anonymous they in our text. They brought this man to Jesus, whoever they are. And what a gift and what a blessing to have friends like this who love their friends enough to introduce them to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. Mark is the only gospel writer who includes these details of how Jesus heals this man. Jesus pulls him aside, sticks his fingers in his ears, he spits, and then he touches his tongue, he tilts his head back, he breathes out, and then he says, "Ephphatha," which means be opened. What's truly amazing about this and truly genius about Jesus' healing and his approach is that even before he heals the man, he already overcomes his disability. Jesus does not treat him as somebody who's disabled or with disrespect. He knows this man is capable and an intelligent person. Jesus uses the sense of touch, he uses the sense of sight to communicate clearly with this man. Jesus knows his story better than he knows himself. He knows he's a lip reader. When Jesus looks up toward the sky, he's not praying, he's revealing this tablet written in red ink and white ink, his lips, his tongue, and his teeth, spelling out an Aramaic word with three consonants. One with the bottom lip to the top teeth, and one with the tongue sticking between the teeth. The first letter twice, the second letter once. In doing this, Jesus makes the word accessible to this man. In Jesus, there are no disabilities, as we see in this text, only opportunities to intelligently and to creatively bring the gospel to people according to their strengths. Can you read lips? God calls us to view those around us with the same kind of respect, empathy, and wisdom. How can you and I learn how to better communicate the love of God to those around us in a culture that's constantly changing? Do we as a church make God's word accessible to our hearers? Do we see inability in others? Or do we see potential to now bring the gospel in a more creative way? Are we like those anonymous friends, the they in our text? Are we looking out for family and friends and pointing to Jesus and introducing people to him? Are we okay with being anonymous and not making a name for ourselves? To praying in private and sharing in private. Not to make a name for ourselves, but to serve for the good of our neighbor. The authenticity of these friends to help Jesus and the help Jesus brings is truly astounding. My freshman year in high school, I took Spanish. And to my own surprise, it was not difficult. I excelled in Spanish. I learned to read all over again in a different language, but this time with consistent phonetic letters. What you hear in Spanish is exactly what you read and you write. There's no difference. It matches perfectly what you see, unlike our dear friend English. I discovered that I am an auditory learner. I learn best by what I hear rather than what I see. Most people are visual learners. Some are kinetic learners. They learn best by physically doing something. Of course, a combination of all three is ideal. It explains why I had no problem learning how to read and to write music, and why I did much better in school when I stopped taking notes and I just listened. To this day, I can devour audiobooks very quickly. And maybe these differences in the way we learn and grow as individuals are not so much disabilities, but discovering our strengths. As we enter a new school year, we would be wise to take this challenge that Jesus presents to us as students, as learners, as disciples of Christ. To love ourselves by finding the best way we learn and grow. And then to learn to love one another in ways that they can best receive and understand and grow. Be opened, our text says. This is one word. Open up your hearts and your minds to the rich variety of God's creation and his creativeness. Open yourself up to the multi-sensory good news of Jesus Christ. I believe in word and sacrament ministry. I believe that God blesses us and strengthens us spiritually through the word of God that is read with the eyes, but also received into the ears, through the spoken word, as well as through the fingertips, through Braille. I believe God works through the splash of water in the Word and the Holy Spirit. I believe that God assures us and gives us forgiveness and eternal life through these means of grace, through eating, through chewing, tasting, swallowing, smelling fermented wine, drinking, and the warm flow of wine trickling down our throats, and the giving of Christ's body and blood, this multi-sensory cacophony of grace. I believe in the word and sacrament ministry, certainly because that's what Christ commands in Scripture, but I also believe that it's his genius, because it shows that God is relentless to bring his grace to everybody, whether it be through the ear or the eye or the nose, bringing us the good news of him who died and rose again for our forgiveness. So open your eyes, ears, your mouths, your nostrils, your hands. Experience the love of God in all your humanity. Open your arms and minds and hearts to those around you. Be open and opened to what God will do. What no eye has seen, nor what ear has heard, nor the human heart imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.